What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Young Black and Opinionated YBO Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. On today's episode, I'm giving you a 2020 recap. It's the end of the year, and we're talking all about what happened this year. So let's get into it. So 2022, we're like 2 years after the pandemic. We thought things might get better, and they seemingly just got worse this year. I am just laughing because I don't know. I guess I'm naive. I genuinely thought like, oh, workplaces are going to get better. Schools are going to get better. Everybody's going to go back to this hybrid environment. And like, I don't know. I thought we really learned our lesson in the pandemic, but I was so wrong. Like just the workplace, in the workplace, they don't know what they're doing. In schools, they don't know what they're doing. There's a teacher shortage right now. And, you know, I hate to be pessimistic on the podcast, but 2022 definitely was a hard year. Like, this one really got us. I mean, you have to think about, for me, this year, it started out at a job I really didn't like. So I cut my hair, I quit my job, moved in with my boyfriend. That was a big step for us. Got a new job, couldn't stand that job. So thinking about my own year, I would say it definitely was a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt. And I know I'm not alone. I know that a lot of other people still had those feelings, especially because COVID did not go away. People were still getting COVID. There was different strains of COVID. Then there was the inflation, you know, the baby formula shortage. That was crazy. I've never seen something like that in my life, you know. I'm 27 and I've never seen something like that. And my parents, they're 50 and they've never seen something like that, you know? It was really a crazy year. And so I just wanted to give y'all a recap of pop culture news, movies, music, everything that had us in a chokehold this year. Like, I was taking a look back at the news and I was thinking, wow, there were so many different pop culture moments. Like, the Will Smith slap, y'all, that was the beginning of this year. That feels so long ago. So let's dive in, starting with the word of the year. You know, I like to pay attention to just the little 2022 recaps and the dictionaries. They always put out their word of the year to define the year. And so Merriam-Webster Dictionary, their word of the year was gaslighting. And if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, gaslighting, probably a lot more folks doing that. A lot more folks learning what that word even means this year. If you don't know what gaslighting is, that's really where you basically play victim and like make the person think it's their fault and you twist their words like, oh, no, I didn't say that. You're totally taking that out of context when in fact they're right. It's like when you know you're right and the person keeps telling you you're not, you're like, you're dead wrong and I'm right. Yeah, that's gaslighting. So Merriam-Webster, guess that's how they saw this year. I mean, there was quite a bit of that going on. Just think about, in 2021 was the insurrection. So in 2022, we finally kicked off the January 6th committee, which by December 2022, they have said that they do find Trump at fault and they have recommended the DOJ look into him. So I was asking my boyfriend, you know, does that seem like a little bit of justice? Not really, because yeah, they recommended it, but are they really going to do it? Are they going to put this man on trial? Are they going to lock this man up for everything he's ever done? And quite frankly, I've moved on from him, and I'm just worried, like, what's the 2024 election looking like, y'all? Like, we about to go into 2023, so next year we're going to be choosing our candidates. And I'm just like, Joe Biden, you getting pretty old up there, my man. So, I don't know. Gaslighting, that's how I got to all this politics talk. Gaslighting, yeah, that's pretty much what the politicians do. And then dictionary.com, their word of the year was woman. And I'm like, this was not the year for that. Like, I feel like the year of the woman was like last year or like 2 years ago. Like, this year y'all disrespected women completely and took away abortion rights. So I don't know how that's the year of the woman. I don't know why they chose that year. Maybe it was, you know, sympathetic dictionary.com, we stand with you. But not when Latina Equal Pay Day was just like 2 weeks ago. That means for a Latina woman to make the amount of money that a man made in 2021, she had to work all the way until December 8th, 2022. That's like a year and some change just trying to make a quarter of what a white male makes. So definitely I wouldn't consider this the year of the woman. I feel like women were disrespected. I feel like women, it was a step back for us. I mean, we did get the black lady on the Supreme Court this year, but, like, we see how the Supreme Court is swinging, so I don't know. Those are the words of the year. And so then I started to look into Google's year in search. You know, they always put out that cute, inspirational, tear-jerking Google video at the end of each year. And this year, they talked about, as I said earlier, how this really was a year of change. A lot of people were like, hey, I'm about to quit my full-time job and be a baker. Like, just people sharing those kinds of stories. And so we see that the top searches in the United States in 2022 were Wordle, election results, and Betty White. I guess y'all was still trying to make sure Betty White was alive. Yes, Betty White is still alive. And then, of course, you know, Ukraine, Powerball. I remember Powerball taking off this year. Everybody wanted a piece of the pie because people were desperate this year, man. Like, people were trying to do anything. The scams was up. And then when it came to news, folks were looking up Queen Elizabeth's passing. That was a big deal. She was a reigning monarch for like 70 years, y'all. 70. And if anybody else just recently watched that Harry and Meghan docuseries on Netflix, please let me know what you think. In short, they were both a little naive. I saw one tweet that was like, why are they acting like they're the only couple that's ever been in love and only couple that's ever had hardship? Like, I understand their hardship is very unique. I would not want to be in the public eye as Meghan was. She was dragged, and that girl did not deserve that. Her family did not deserve that. However, her whole, like, I had no idea what I was getting into. Like, come on, you had to know you were dating Prince Harry, and, like, there was going to be some adversity at some point. But I just don't think she expected it to be that hard. And then the plot twist of it all, somebody was like, how can your grandma be Queen Elizabeth and your godfather is Tyler Perry? Like, Tyler Perry was the one who ended up saving the day and helped them find refuge in America. Like, just let them live in his house. Eventually, they bought Tyler Perry's property from him, and now that's where they live. So I guess we could probably go find them somewhere in California. But I'm over it. At this point, I'm over it. Like, we've heard in the docuseries, I was like, wow, we've heard about Harry and Meghan for the last 2 years. Like, they've really controlled the news cycle. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Somebody else who controlled the news cycle this year was Johnny Depp, but not for the right reasons. That was like one of the highly publicized court cases this year. His girlfriend had, you know, dragged his name and said that he was abusive. I don't know. I didn't follow the trial. I don't care to follow that trial. But he said that she was lying, sued her for defamation. And everybody was kind of just like hanging on to this court case. And what I didn't like was on TikTok, I don't know, just take it more seriously, nigga. Like, you're in court for, like, abusing a woman. We don't know if you did it or not, but I saw TikToks of, like, people outside the courthouse, like, Johnny, we love you, giving him gifts. And he's, like, smiling and waving and taking the gifts. And I'm just like, take it a little more seriously. I don't know. You definitely shouldn't be smiling for the cameras while you're in court. And we could talk about Meghan and Tory. That court case finally just went to trial. And that's just what I don't like. Like, I think some celebrities or just some narcissist people in general believe that they're untouchable. Like, oh, I'm going through court, like, whatever. Like, if you get found guilty at the end of this court case, you are going to jail. Johnny Depp did not, but we'll see about Tory Lanez. And then, of course, some other people who were most searched on Google this year, like I said, Will Smith. I've since seen some things about Chris Rock saying that he really is kind of doing that mammy comedy, kind of serving to white people. I haven't seen it, but I wouldn't be surprised just because of how he acted. And even before the Will Smith slap, that's why I said earlier in the year, he probably deserved that slap. Because remember that viral video where Chris Rock was like letting white people use the N-word in front of him? He's not one of us. I think he's lost his way. And then some other top people who were searched this year were athletes. Joe Burrow, Antonio Brown for his antics. Aaron Judge, Brittany Griner, we talked about. Brittany has been freed. Now, was it a great idea for the United States to swap Brittany for an arms dealer? Probably not, but we'll see how that goes. This is America. Like, this is what America does. But also Serena Williams. Serena Williams announced her retirement this year, and she ended on a high note. Honestly, That's another black woman who just went through it. Actually, Serena Williams was in the Harry and Meghan docuseries, but she was Meghan's only black friend. That's when I was like, oh, that's why you act like that. She only got like one black friend for real. Meghan needs some more black friends. But Serena was there. She was at the baby shower. Yeah, that's about it from Google search. A lot of people were searching, how do you pronounce Qatar? That's where the World Cup was this year. We saw Argentina won. Congratulations to Argentina beating out France. Some people were looking up, how do you pronounce Kyiv? Kyiv, I believe, is the capital of Ukraine. So a lot of people were looking up Ukraine. Rightly so. I literally didn't know where Ukraine was, never heard of Ukraine, didn't know what was going on internationally. So a lot of people were searching that. Yeah, so, oh, and then I wanted to see the near me searches, I always do that all the time, like tacos near me, COVID test near me. A lot of people were looking up gas prices near me. That was number one this year. Easter egg hunt near me. I guess people were still trying to celebrate Easter. I feel like April was a good time. That was my birthday. I had a nice birthday party this year. It was a good time. And if you want to see a recap of that, check out Bree Renee's vlog on YouTube. Bree Renee J, that's my best friend Brianna, who's been on the show before. She has a whole recap of basically my April, May, and June. So you can take a look on her vlog. And so, you know, obviously we talked about Ukraine a little bit, and Time, you know, they do their Time Person of the Year. Time voted Vladimir Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine as the Person of the Year. Just celebrating the people of Ukraine, and they really rallied together. I feel like the whole world kind of rallied together and tried to support them. So they were just talking about like his will to go on and not leave his home. And that's a leader. That's what a leader is supposed to do. We don't have a lot of those around here in these parts. So what else? I wanted to talk a little bit about pop culture. All right, so when it comes to pop culture, there's one name I really just don't want to see anymore. Please do not bring this person up in 2023. And for me, that's Pete Davidson. I don't know why, but he just irked me this year. I saw him everywhere. Maybe I'm just hating because he had a couple movies. He dated some celebrities, most notably Kim Kardashian. And I'm just like, he can't be all that. He just can't be. He just, I don't know. You ever just look at somebody and their face just irks you? Like, he really irritates me. So Pete Davidson, I feel like this was the year of Pete Davidson, and I'm glad you had your moment, Pete, but I don't want to see you no more. Also, Harry Styles, I'm not hating on Harry Styles. I personally haven't really listened to his music, but who doesn't like Watermelon Sugar, you know? I even mentioned that, and I think I mentioned that in the video this year. Who among us doesn't like Watermelon Sugar? But otherwise, I don't know much about Harry Styles, and he did have, you know, some acting debuts this year. He was in Eternals. Was that this year? I think that movie came out this year, yeah. He had like a little cameo in Eternals. He had the movie Don't Worry, Darling. So kind of the year of Harry Styles as well. But I'm not saying I hate Harry and I don't want to see Harry anymore. I'm just pointing out the fact that I saw a lot more of Harry Styles this year. And another person who had her moment was Jennifer Lopez. I can't believe Jennifer Lopez spun the block and married Ben Affleck this year. Like, that was not on my bingo card at all. I just... I don't know. I guess when a woman knows, she knows, and she wasn't feeling A-Rod, and but they literally just like did the inauguration in 2021, and then she just broke up with him and married Ben Affleck in 2022. So good for you, J-Lo. I did watch her documentary this year, and I talked a little bit about that documentary called Halftime on Netflix. I just gave my opinions of her, and I don't know. I feel like she's still just trying to search for belonging or something, and that's cool, you know. I hope that she finds it with Ben, because Ben was down bad. I think I talked about that on the podcast. Ben was like, he played a movie where he was like an alcoholic basketball coach, and I was like, that's just him in real life. Like, Ben Affleck was really down bad after his divorce. So yeah, that's one person I saw a lot more of this year, Jennifer Lopez. Have to talk about the fact that we saw so much Rihanna this year. Rihanna made her comeback with music. Rihanna is supposed to be performing in 2023 at the halftime show, so we look forward to that. But most notably, her pregnancy, her baby. She finally just shared videos and photos of her baby with ASAP Rocky, and that baby looks just like her with that big-ass forehead. That baby is so cute. I don't know his name, but I hope that she's happy. I hope that she really got the whole picture that she wanted, you know, billionaire status, celebrity boyfriend and baby. I hope that she's happy. Because some people, I've seen some pictures where like ASAP Rocky took Rihanna to the New York barbershop with him. And somebody was like, oh Lord, he got Rihanna at the bodega. Well, if that's what she like, if she like a little hood nigga, if she like a little hood booger and she want to be out in New York and her maternity shoot was with a puffer coat in the middle of a New York City street, you know, if that's what she wants, I just hope that she's happy because we don't know what's going on behind closed doors with these celebrities. And that brings me to Keke Palmer. I do believe this was the year of Keke Palmer for sure. Keke Palmer had the Disney movie, Buzz Lightyear. She had the Nope movie. She started her own network. She had some music. She'd be doing the music thing. She just announced her pregnancy live on Saturday Night Live. And the first thing everybody was like, who's the baby daddy? Like, why does it matter? Why can't y'all just be happy for her? Like, why are you... People just started coming at her with the single mom thing. And it was like, she actually does have a boyfriend. He actually is like a D-list celebrity. And she's happy with her little quiet relationship. And this is exactly why people don't make things public, because y'all nitpick. Somebody came for her and said she should wear more makeup? Like, come on. What is wrong with you people? So I personally feel like it was the year of Keke. She had just such a breakout. She was in everything. I just feel like she was everywhere, every magazine. And if you ask her, she feels like she still hasn't done enough. She's what, 27, 28? She's my age. And she still feels like she's just now getting noticed. And that's the thing, right? Like, we all said, oh my God, year of Keke Palmer, she's breaking out. Keke is not a breakout star. Keke already broke out with Akeela and the Bee like 15 years ago. She's been doing this for 20 years. So shout out to Keke Palmer. I really enjoyed her, I guess, glow up this year, but like she already was a standout in my eyes. So I'm glad that she finally got that mainstream attention. Some other people who really stood out to me were Latto. I told you guys at the beginning of the year, I loved her album this year, 777. And she was just like touching everything. She had every award show, every Best New Artist album and features. And the collab with Mariah Carey was just genius. She's gonna be rich forever off that alone. And so I really enjoyed her breakout this year. Again, she's been out for a few years, but now it's like she's really starting to shine. And the way she gave back, she's from Clayton County, Georgia. She gave back to Clayco for the holidays. She continues to, you know, pour into other artists and people. So I really enjoy her. I'm so glad she changed her name. Remember her name was Mulatto? Like, come on, why would you do that? So I'm glad she changed her name. I'm glad she's had a great year. Glorilla. I remember when I first heard FNF, I was like, who is this artist? I'm not feeling this song. It grew on me. Glorilla grew on me. But lately, she's been in the headlines for not paying a living wage. And we've seen other celebrities kind of use their clout to like get people to work for them. And it's like, you have the money, you could pay, you just are being cheap. Or maybe she hasn't been educated on how much a personal assistant who literally is following you around day and night, because that's what the job description said, following you around day and night for $5.50 a week, I can make more at my own job. So her whole thing was like, well, your meals and flights are paid for. Like, what kind of life is that? Who wants to say, yeah, I get to follow Glorilla around every day? Like, unless you truly are a huge fan. But even if you are, have we not learned anything from Selena? Do not let Selena's death be in vain. Please learn. You don't want your number one fan club member to be your personal assistant. And Glorilla, I think that's what she wants. She just wants somebody up her ass and to pay them $500 a week. And that was really embarrassing. And that was just like an eye-opening moment for people in the industry. Because, yeah, I think Ari Lennox was also looking for a personal assistant last month on Twitter. And I hope that she's paying fairly, because I don't care how much clout you have, I'm not about to do a job for $500 a week. Anywho, I think she's since apologized or whatever. And then another person who just was all over my timeline this year was Ice Spice. I think that just goes to show New York women in drill, period, are, you know, popping out. I love to see more female MCs, more music from women to choose from, whether you want drill or you want Lizzo this year. She had the pop. Lizzo gave a great solid pop album. Like, that really was a pop album. If y'all would just stop hating on her and actually listen to it, that shit was actually good for real. That song Special, like, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was like, oh, I love the kind of self-love song on SZA's album. I feel like every album just needs one. That's what Special was for Lizzo. That's a cute little self-love album. She's just letting you know you're special. And you should remember that you're special. And so I really enjoyed Lizzo's album this year, SZA, Ari Lennox, as I mentioned. Who else was out for the R&B girls? Ella May. I feel like that album was slept on. Ella May gave us a good, solid album. I also enjoyed Flo Milli. She just had a great sophomore album. That was a cute... I'm just listing all the girls, right? I feel like the girls really was giving us everything and more this year, especially Beyonce. Y'all know I don't have Spotify Premium, so I wasn't doing a whole Spotify Wrapped, but I do have Apple Music, and my top Apple Music artists were Chris Brown. I'm sorry, but I was listening to Breezy this year, y'all, the deluxe version. And Renaissance, of course, Beyonce. Like, I listened to the album for like 7 months straight. I just couldn't get enough. And best believe I'm coming for those concert tickets in 2023. I will be fighting y'all tooth and nail just to see her, because I've never seen her. And that album had me in a chokehold. Why not? You know, the SZA thing, everybody's like, oh my God, SZA tickets is $300. I like SZA and I like this album, but a lot of people were like, I'm not paying $300 to listen to her bumble, because I honestly don't know what a SZA performance is like. Truth be told, sometimes I can't understand what she's saying on the track, so... I definitely have my artists that I will pay for, and other artists I'm like, I'm cool, listen on Apple Music. But Beyonce, I'm coming for that concert next year if I can. Another album that was like so-so to me this year was Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like it had like 3 solid hits, and then the rest of the album was like, eh, okay. But again, she had a good, you know, self-care, self-love song on there called Anxiety. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate artists using their platform for good. And another person who really just gave and gave and gave this year was Megan Thee Stallion. And then we saw her getting kind of tore down in the media. But that's how it goes. Being a celebrity, you have your highs and your lows. It just being a person in general, we have our highs and our lows. But the difference is we don't have to be on display. So some other music I wanted to shout out this year. Drake, of course, had like 3. How many albums did he give us this year? He was busy. Drake, 21, SmiNo, JID, Earth Gang, Kendrick, Pusha T, Nas, Metro Boomin. I heard great things about Vince Staples' album and Joey Badass, Brent Faiyaz, Blast. We had music from all these people. But one person who I was not even disappointed, because I didn't expect much, but I guess like just sad for them, like secondhand embarrassment, was Sweetie. I don't know if y'all remember or knew this, but Sweetie put out a little EP this year. And it was just not great. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, oh my God, run it back. Like, I love this album. I already have been expressed on the podcast before, like, I don't really think she's the best rapper. When you're just comparing her to these other girls, like I just said, like these New York girls, like Lola Brooke, like, don't play with it, don't play with it. Like, Sweetie, you're not touching that. And that's okay. You don't have to be the best rapper, you know? Sweetie, I've already talked about this before. She has all these great brand deals and marketing. Like, she is the queen of a partnership, of a collaboration. She got Edge Control. She got McDonald's. She got Jack Daniels. So she'll be good. But I guess as an artist, you know, who am I to say, stop making music? Nobody wants to hear this, you know? She wrote this album. It definitely came from a place from the heart, you know, after the whole Quavo breakup. This album was called The Single Life, and she wrote something for the girls. You know, if you just want to shake your ass and say, fuck that nigga, you know, she really wrote something for the girls, but it only sold like 2,000 copies in the first week, y'all. So people was flaming her a couple months ago, and that just really stood out to me, because that, I feel like, is just music in 2022. Like, this year, that Jiggle Jiggle song was taken off in TikTok. Like, why did y'all let that song blow up? It was catchy, but still, those catchy TikTok songs, I just want to get back to some real music. So I'm glad somebody saved us with like a Nas album, you know, Pusha T album. And then also, big year for movies, right? Big year for Spider-Man, Batman, Doctor Strange. One movie I just watched late in the year, but I can say it really was one of the best movies this year, was Everything Everywhere All at Once. I loved how, you know, it talked about the multiverse, and, you know, I love an action-packed movie like that. I love an imaginative movie like that. My boyfriend was like, imagine watching this on shrooms, because it was trippy. They should have had an epilepsy warning. Honestly, it was flashy. It was a really trippy movie, but I loved the plot. I cried about 2 times during that movie because it was emotional. I loved seeing the Asian heritage and culture, you guys know me. This is Young, Black, and Opinionated. I wanted to see some more freaking culture this year. I'm so glad I got more into Native cultures and I started watching Reservation Dogs and learning more about, the, you know, those types of communities. And so, great year for TV and film. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but like TV and film kind of just go hand in hand nowadays because it was like whatever was in the theaters this day, this year, you could just see it at home on streaming services. So everybody was just watching content all the time. I feel like that didn't really slow down. There were so many movies out. But because of that, I'm judging you hard. There's a lot of content out there. And if you're wasting money putting out bad content, I'm sorry, but Bullet Train, I was not interested in seeing that movie at all this year. They promoted so hard, and I was like, I'm not watching this movie. And I guess it didn't do that well because it went to Netflix real quick. Netflix snatched it up. So maybe one day I'll watch it for free on Netflix, but, well, I say free, but it's not even free for us, y'all. I remember in college, I was like, oh, I might as well go to the gym. It's free. Somebody was like, it's not free. We pay for all of this. And I was like, facts. Yeah, so it's not free to watch on Netflix. We pay for Netflix. We pay for HBO. I hear Netflix is thinking about doing like an ad subscription where you could pay less if you watch ads. Because you remember, like, we don't watch ads on Netflix. And I love that about Netflix. So it's like, do I want to save a few dollars to skip some commercials? I don't know. We'll see how that unfolds next year. I feel like the content train in general, there's just so much content out there, and it's just going to get more and more and more every year. People are going to be competing. Twitter, we see Elon Musk doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know what's going to happen with social media. I already see new social medias popping up, but I don't want to sign up for another app. I'm sorry. I just don't. All these knockoff Twitters and things. So we'll see what happens with that in 2023. Anything else I wanted to say about movies? Avatar, the year is ending with a classic. Avatar 2, I'm calling it, because we've waited 13 years since the first movie. the worst movie of 2022 on my list is definitely Morbius. That was the worst movie this year. I didn't even watch it, but I heard every single person who watched it hated it. Favorite TV shows for me have got to be The Bear, Rap Shit. I really enjoyed Reasonable Doubt. Atlanta had a great season. Barry, Better Call Saul. Trevor Noah said goodbye to The Daily Show this year and thanked Black women. Some people thought it was performative. I don't know. I mean, I recently saw a clip of Issa Rae where somebody shouted at an event like, we love Black women. And Issa was like, show us. And I agree. Just show us. That was nice what Trevor Noah did and everything. But people were like, ooh, does he really care about Black women? Whatever. If you say you care about Black women, show us. Because this year, like I said, I feel like y'all did not show love this year. And not just to Black women, just women in general. So protect Black women, protect women in general. What else did I want to say this year? The last, you know, sort of celebrity passing that we had was Twitch in December. And that really struck me because, again, you just never know what people are going through. He seemed to be the most happy-go-lucky person dancing on TikTok and the Ellen Show and everything. I was first introduced to him from So You Think You Can Dance, and he took his own life this year. And it just goes to show somebody with millions and trillions of TikTok followers could still be going through something internally. And so I guess what I want to say is, like, be kinder to people, if anything, if you take away anything. I feel like, remember this year when even people just found a reason to hate for no reason this year. Even The Woman King, one of the most beautiful movies of this year, one of my favorite movies of 2022, somehow people found something wrong with that and showed hate. Now, was Viola Davis's depiction of Michelle Obama in that Showtime series any good? No. But, you know, maybe it wasn't her. Maybe it was the script. The point is, I just felt like there was so much hate this year, and I talked about that on the podcast before. So I really just want folks to... Next year, I don't have any resolutions or anything, but I would say my hope is that we can have more peace, just find more peace. And if the world is tumultuous around me, I'm going to try my best to find more peace within my home. I feel like I let anxiety get the best of me this year. I feel like the devil really was trying to stop me. And you know, when the devil is going hard for you, that means that you have a great work to fulfill. So I'm not done yet. In January, I'm going to be celebrating the 5th anniversary of the podcast. And I just have to remind myself of how far I've come. And what else is in store for me? Like I said, I don't know what can happen next year. Issa Rae, if you're listening, Issa Rae could discover me tomorrow. I don't know. But I'm not hanging my hat on that, you know? I'm going to keep doing my best. And I just hope that you guys will continue to really do that self-care and that self-healing and try to block out the noise from this year. Because, like I said, the year started with the war on Ukraine, and that war is still not over. And we all thought that was going to be the launching of World War III. And we still see, every day I read headlines, like, Russia's testing out some more nukes. Like, we don't know what could happen. So in the meantime, really just try to be present. That's what I'm going to try to do next year. Be present in the moment, not worry about the future too much. Because God's got it. That's really what I learned this year. I got baptized this year. You know, I leaned more into my faith than ever. And what I learned was that it always works out for our good, because He's working for our good, even when we don't know it, even when we don't understand it. Like, from my job search to my relationships, my friendships, everything this year, I feel like God worked it all out. And there's still some things I'm going to 2023 that are unknown. I know we all have that kind of looming cloud over us of uncertainty. Like, damn, when is the gas prices going to come down? Like, we just don't know. So in the meantime, just try to be grateful for what you have, and just give yourself on a pat on the back if you made it through this year, honestly, because this was definitely a trying year. So many people did not make it to the end, but we hear y'all. We made it. So I will be back next month. I said next month, but next year as well, 2023, the fifth year of YBO. And I'll be back with new episodes. Probably we'll take a break the first week of January, but I already have a guest lined up for episode 172, I believe it is. So I look forward to that. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a happy holiday season and a great new year. See you in 2023.